says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own.
Thanks for joining us. This is the Trump Phenomenon. It's Monday, March 12th, 2018. I'm James Kelso here in North Dakota, quite a ways away from the U.S.-Mexico border near San Diego, where Donald Trump will be tomorrow. What an event that is going to be. With us tonight, Paul Fromm. Hi, Paul.
All right. What's going to be happening at San Diego?
Well, if you've been to San Diego, folks, the right there on the Mexican border, the you know, as you're in San Diego, there's Coronado there and the great naval base. It's a wonderful city, National City to the south of that, Chula Vista to the south of that, and then San Ysidro, right there on the Tijuana border. Tijuana is butt up against the American border with all the trouble that creates. But there's a little area called Otay Mesa right on the border. It is, Otay Mesa is about 8 miles in from the Pacific Ocean. But Donald Trump will be there at Otay Mesa, where prototypes built by American contractors, some of them contractors that Donald Trump has been impressed with, their construction, are there as for examination by the man who's going to make the call, primarily the President of the United States, on what designs will be used and where. So he'll be there tomorrow examining, and this will be great because this will not be a thumb sucker like either of the Bushes, Clinton or Obama, who don't know, you know, their head from a hole in the ground. This will be a man who has built towering skyscrapers of concrete, steel, and aluminum and glass. And he will be examining in a knowledgeable way these prototypes. So that will happen tomorrow. And of course, well, surprise, surprise, the open borders crowd is already out. Not in force. They're not surprising. Their rally today had only dozens of people. Interesting, because there are hundreds of thousands of illegals in and around San Diego. So it'll be interesting to see what kind of a turnout they have tomorrow. There will also be a lot of us, a lot of patriots will be there to roar their approval as they did in Pittsburgh a day
Build
before.
Build that wall. Build yes. that wall.
Yes. And
that's very good. And, you know, when you say that the turnout by the open borders people may not be that good. We discussed an item I brought up last week when Chuck Schumer and the Democrats decided they try to shut the government down a few weeks ago, unless they could get a deal on the Dreamers. Apparently, they got so much blowback from their own base. People, you know, working people who said, what are you shutting down the government for, which provides vital services to us, for a bunch of illegals? And they have been so captured by the the single interest identity groups that they're out of touch. And so I suspect there will not be too many out there to try to badmouth the president.
Well, this is going to be interesting tomorrow. And the good news, folks, of course, is that our enemies, the left-wing Democrat Alinskyites, it's the party of Saul Alinsky, they are completely joined at the hip with the illegals. They are the champions. Chuck Schumer is a senator representing illegals. Yep. Nancy Pelosi is the senator, is a congresswoman of illegals. This is their constituency. This is to whom they're pledged. This is wonderful because that leaves the rest of us, the real Americans, as John in Missouri says, with our leader, the real American, Donald Trump. This is a wonderful, you know, finally, 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 American politics are fully polarized. I love it. It's what we've always, we need to get rid of the obfuscation, the fog, the confusion. And so tomorrow it'll be very clear cut. The Patriots will be out roaring their approval for our president. It's going to be something to behold. Now, there are two events, well, probably more than two. One, he'll also do a fundraiser in Beverly Hills. So I don't know the exact sequence of events on the ground tomorrow. Whatever is going on at the time we go on the air tomorrow, we'll have that live. If there is something live at that time, we go on the air 2 hours ahead of the West Coast. So we go on 9 o'clock Eastern time. It'll be 7 p.m. out in the, or it'd be 6 p.m. out in California at that time. So we'll see how that works out. I think the big action at the wall is going to be in the morning, in the daylight, when the builder of skyscrapers can examine in the clear morning light, he can examine those walls. So that's coming up. We'll cover that tonight. Any of you that are down there in San Diego that want to call in, let us know what you have to say and whether you'll be there tomorrow. Let's see here. I wanted to revisit a little point. I'm going at random here through things we might discuss tonight. Yesterday, we talked about Donald Trump as being our Sully. And I was referring to the captain of that U.S. Airways two-engine jet that Chesley Sullenberger miraculously landed in January of 2009 in the Hudson River with no power. Birds, by the way, Canadian geese, Paul.
Yeah, yes, it's all our fault.
Sorry. And folks, if you haven't seen a Canadian goose, they're not little birds. They're not parakeets.
they're big suckers. And when they live around major cities, they get really fat. And so they're not only big to begin with, but they've probably been fattened up in the parks because lots of people like to feed them. And food's pretty plentiful. So,
These birds, folks, standing on the ground, they could be 3 feet tall.
Oh, yeah. So, and these suckers probably had trouble launching themselves into the air.
But when they went through the engines, they probably, I don't know, I've forgotten the way to Canadian geese. We have a lot. Oh, it's so beautiful up here in North Dakota, folks. They head south for the winter, and then we see these big V formations heading north, in the spring. We'll see them pretty soon here. It's wonderful, and you can hear them from miles away squawking up there in the air. And they fly in a V. They've proved it. Aeronautical engineers have demonstrated the reason they fly in a V is that each bird breaks the air a little bit for the bird to on either wing. And so they make it easier to fly by flying in a V formation. I wanted to add this point, just a couple details here. The U.S. Airways in 2009, this amazing, miraculous, the Miracle on the Hudson, which was made into a movie by Clint Eastwood entitled Sully or Miracle on the Hudson. Oddly enough, that plane landed right alongside Manhattan, where Donald Trump was probably, all odds are he was in Trump Tower at that very moment. And U.S. Airways actually, the planes that it was flying, it had purchased from, are you ready for this? The Trump Shuttle. In 1992, Donald Trump sold the Trump Shuttle airline to U.S. Airways, which is Sully's airline. So it's a small world coincidence on that. So a little bit on that. I wanted to revisit that. In fact, here, let me play you a little audio of from that incredible movie. You have to see it. There's this moment where Sully, like Donald Trump, He's at the controls. He's by himself, and only he can save these 155 people. Folks, here's what these people were headed for. If he tried to go to Teterboro later on, the FAA figured out, had he tried to go to Teterboro, he would have crashed into New Jersey. They would have all been incinerated into buildings. Had he tried to go back to LaGuardia, he would have crashed into the towering buildings of Manhattan or Brooklyn. Many, many people would have died. And by all rights, his ditch into the Hudson should have been simply a suicide mission for the 155 people on the plane. And at least only those 155 would die. Not a person was killed. Only minor injuries. The plane was undamaged, pretty much. Here it is. Here's the action from this movie.
And also, a lot of credit to the people on the ground, or I should actually say on the water, who quickly moved to rescue.
Oh, yeah. All of that.
And this is the dead of winter, incidentally.
Yeah. But the focus here is on this one man, folks, who could save all these people. There's no one else. At one point, listen to what he says. Listen to him. This is the captain here. This is Donald Trump saving our country, folks. He's the only guy that can do it. He has no backup.
Too low terrain.
He has no power. He's now a many hundred thousand pound aluminum and steel glider. Sully is sitting next to his co-pilot as they are going down Manhattan on the West Side Highway, down Manhattan. He's about to turn into the river, toward the river. And now you see the familiar landscape of Manhattan on one side and New Jersey on the other. As they're, you'll hear the co-pilot say 170 knots, now 150 knots, 250 feet. Listen to how it goes. Use your imagination. Of course, it's silent.
This is the captain. Brace for impact.
500.
1549, turn right 280. You can land runway 1 Teterboro.
We can make it.
Okay, which runway would you like at Teterboro?
Go ahead, try number 1.
Number 1. Where are we
going? We're going to end up in the Hudson.
Too low, terrain.
I'm sorry, say again, Cactus?
Too low, terrain.
Now he's turning over the Hudson. Instantaneous decision. Seconds to decide.
Put the flaps out.
Cactus 1549 radar contact lost. You also got Newark off your 2 o'clock. About...
By the way, he just ordered flaps down with his co-pilot. This was the co-pilot's first flight in this type of aircraft. Talk about being lonely.
7 miles.
Got flaps out. 250 feet in the air.
Right.
170 knots. Got no power in either one. Try the other one.
149. Terrain. Still out?
150. Terrain. Got flaps 2. You want more?
No, it's dead.
You got runway 29 available at Newark. It'll be 2 o'clock at 7 miles.
You got any ideas?
Terrain.
Actually, not.
Terrain.
You got any ideas? Sully asks. The co-pilot says, actually, none. It sounds like our situation, folks, in 2016.
Pull up. Coming down.
Get the angle right.
Brace. Pull up.
And there they are.
I don't think we can make any runway.
Loading. Anyway, that was the movie Sully and our appreciation of Donald Trump. And he is the captain of the plane. And I was making the point that whatever it is, whatever anybody has is a gripe against Donald Trump. Folks, he's our pilot right now. And we don't have another pilot coming along. the co-pilot is like the co-pilot in this plane. It's funny coincidence there. This is his first flight in this plane. And Sully says to him, you know, which is the right thing to do. Got any ideas in case maybe the guy has a good idea? I don't know. Yeah, check around. That's what Donald Trump does. He looks around the room, says, anybody got any ideas? And
yeah,
he listens.
Let's parachute out and leave the passengers.
Yeah, and the guy says, nope. And folks, they're heading. They go right over the top of the George Washington Bridge, if you've ever been there. I mean, they could have creamed right into the George Washington Bridge. He goes right over the top of it. And then sets it down perfectly in the water. In the Air Force, one of the things that Chesley Sullenberger did in the Air Force, he was an expert glider pilot. Expert glider pilot in the Air Force. He also flew the F-4D Phantom. And I think he retired as a captain. He never thought he'd be flying a several hundred thousand pound glider. But that's what he did. Let's see. I want to go to I want to make another point tonight as I give you the call-in number, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. I want to play one more clip for you here that we played the other night. This is Donald Trump in Pittsburgh, and I'm playing it not only just for the fun of it, but to make a point that I didn't get to make on the show. I realized it after the show was over. Listen to Donald Trump. He's in front of 10,000 roaring patriots, just like you. He's supporting a congressional candidate, Saccone, there outside of Pittsburgh. And here he is. He's talking about the media.
Billions and billions of dollars. And as soon as they made the deal, the following day, they started working on making more nukes. Okay, so that's not the great deal. You ever see the story? It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
And now, folks, what I wanted you to hear were, yes, Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I tell you. What freaked out the media? This is just a flash that came to me after realization after the show. It's important, and I hope it gets out there. I hope Ann Coulter spreads it and Hannity spreads it. I hope they have the same realization, but if they don't, I hope they hear it right here. What is it? Now, we know that the left freaked out after that comment. The entire press, everybody, the whole left-wing establishment, they all had a massive aneurysm after that statement by Donald Trump. But what freaked them out? What bothered them so much? Let me ask you a question. Was it what Donald Trump said? Answer, no. It wasn't what Donald Trump said. I'll let you listen to what it was that bothered them. Here's what bothered them. Here's why they're freaked out, folks. Listen to what happens after Donald Trump speaks.
Making more nukes, okay? So that's not the great deal. You ever see the story where it's 1999, I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That's what bothered him, folks. The reaction. The reaction, Paul. And here's what I can't tell you how enormous this is, folks. This is this is doom for the media. Because what is the fake news media? Their whole game is to fool who? Not Donald Trump, to fool you. You are those 10,000 people in that big arena. And we'll get to the point right after this break. It's huge. Huge.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
When I was a little boy, Mama said to me, any man can be a fool.
We're back, folks. Now, the point of that event, the sleepy-eyed son of a bitch statement, is this. What's freaked out the left, folks, what's different is not, well, Donald Trump is our leader. But they can handle that in a vacuum. They can handle Donald Trump by himself. What they can't handle is that 63 million of us heard him and voted for him. What they can't handle is that wherever he goes, 30,000 of us show up screaming, yelling, waiting out in the sun or the rain or the wind or the cold to hear him speak. And that kind of a crowd will be there tomorrow at Otay Mesa in San Diego. They can't handle the fact that when they put something on television like the Hollywood Access grabbing video, they thought that's it. That's a stake through the heart. He's done now. He's toast. Okay, what did we do? How did we do? We said, forget about it. We said, so what? That's what I was advocating yesterday. When they bring this stuff out, trying to knock off our guy, which they've been able to do, their whole history, folks, they've been able to do political assassination on anybody, end the career of anybody, throw anybody off of television, kill any political career. They've been able to control our lives. And any time a giant like Donald Trump appears, to ruin him. What changed this time? Of course, Donald Trump has, you know, Herculean ability to fight back. But and he would be the first to say, what changed is not that he single-handedly defeated all the Chuck, the sleepy-eyed Chuck Todds of the world. No, he inspired us to defeat them. And that's the moral of the story here, is that the job is ours now, so that when they bring out this latest one here, Stormy Daniels, ooh, Joe Scarborough's on TV going, oh, this is going to end it for him. Maxine, low IQ Maxine Waters is on TV. See, and look at the guts of Donald Trump to call Maxine Waters low IQ. Now, by the way, notice, I mean, folks, what did that take? Now, everybody knows Maxine Waters is low IQ. You just have to listen to her for 10 or 20 seconds. And notice, nobody in the media has shot back, how dare you say she's low IQ? She's not. Nobody's stupid enough. Nobody's low IQ enough to say that. So, I mean, it's just a plain fact. She's stupid. I don't have the clip with me right now, but there was a famous clip just in last couple months, where she can't even identify. She doesn't even know what continent a country is on. And a fellow black congressman behind her is whispering in her ear, no, it's not Pakistan, it's the Philippines, or it's not the Philippines, it's Pakistan. She doesn't know where she is. So imagine the guts it took for him to do that. Now, here's my point. Here's my suggestion to Donald Trump. Do it again. Don't just, when you identify these people and when you hit them with strong language, use the strong language. Don't forget the rules of Queensberry rules. Forget gentleman boxing. Forget about it. It's war. The gloves are off. They've been swinging away at us with a nail-studded bat for 50 years. It's time we punched back. So for Donald Trump, yes, Maxine Waters, yeah, low IQ. Chuck Todd, sleepy-eyed son of a bitch. And don't back off from doing that. That's why that crowd roared, because you were telling the truth. You were fighting back. And this is going to destroy. Donald Trump is destroying the media's mesmerizing hold on us. No more Mr. Nice Guy. And so what he should do, if he does it in front of large crowds, he'll have a large crowd tomorrow. I hope he does something similar tomorrow. And it's the reaction of us, folks, the crowd. That's what's defeating the left. And by the way, your fellow citizens, your fellow European kinsmen, they are seeing this on television. They're hearing it. They're seeing it on the internet. And they're realizing, look at this. Everybody's with him. All of our people, all the good guys, are with our president. And this emboldens and encourages our people. So, folks, your role, your job is immense in this. Donald Trump would be the first to say that. So now, surfeit of riches. Folks, I haven't even mentioned the best story today yet. The House Intelligence Committee has announced, they released a one-page summary of their longer completed report on alleged Russia collusion by Donald Trump. That was written by the Republican majority. It now has to be reviewed by the Democrat minority. Then it has to get security clearance from the president, which it will get, to be released. So we'll all see it in a matter of days. But the one-page summary makes it clear. Ain't no Russia collusion by Donald Trump. No such thing. You know, eat dirt, Chuck Todd and Maxine Waters. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worst. Let the rest of the world help us for change. And
let's be bold, America. So, folks, the best story of the day, the House Intelligence Committee has wrapped up the portion, just a portion of its investigation, firmly concluding there is no N.O. Chuck Todd, Anderson Cooper. No evidence of any collusion, as Donald Trump has said from the beginning. It was all an effort. Oh, but it gets better. Now, the finger is pointing at John Brennan, Obama director of the CIA, and Clapper, the director of national intelligence. Now, the investigation is turning to these traitors who falsely launched this whole Russia collusion thing, filed false papers with the FISA court, and now we're talking multiple felonies. Can you imagine it, folks? Did you ever pinch yourself that a treasonous director of the CIA, John Brennan, he's facing jail time, folks? We're starting now. They're following the thread up the chain of command, up towards Obama, up towards Hillary. They've already reached John Brennan, the director of the CIA. Now, I just want to give you, I was mentioning Maxine Waters. I found the clip. Here's Maxine Waters calling for the impeachment of Donald Trump and saying she's going to take him out. Listen to this low IQ person. She's up there with all a bunch of the Democrats. And here she is. She's talking about Syria. And she can't remember the name of the city, Aleppo. Okay, I can excuse that. But then she can't remember the name of the country, Syria. And listen to what she does. She accuses Putin of moving in. She can't remember the word Syria. So she says, Korea. Listen, you're not going to believe it. She confuses Syria with Korea. Listen to this.
In Aleppo. And the fact that he is wrapping his arms around Putin while Putin is continuing to advance into Korea.
Somewhere over there.
And of course, the person who's wrapping his arms around Putin is supposedly Donald Trump.
Oh my God.
What you couldn't hear there is that she puts her hands up asking for help from, you know, on the podium there. She can't remember the city, so somebody whispers Aleppo from behind her. And then she says she can't remember the country. And so she's, unfortunately, nobody helps her. And she says, Korea?
if you didn't know better, you'd think, well, she's drunk or something.
Yeah.
Donald Trump really had it right. She's stupid.
Yeah.
And even more stupid, the voters who sent her to Congress. I take it she represents a ghetto area, right, from her accent?
Yes, she does. She lives in a multi-million-dollar house just outside her district. She lives in a very wealthy, formerly and still, I guess, very wealthy area of downtown Los Angeles. And her district is just south of there, south central Los Angeles. But so very good news, folks. We're going to have a great show for you tomorrow from the San Diego events that take place. The great news today, the House Intelligence Committee destroying the Chuck Todds of the world. How are they going to cover it tonight? I don't know. What are they doing on their shows tonight? How are they covering the fact that there's nothing there, and that now the attention is turning on who lied, who leaked the stories. Another report, another great report today, is that there is in fact now a prosecutor within the Justice Department appointed by Jeff Sessions. That's good news. This prosecutor is now located the leakers, some of the leakers, and there are apparently dozens of investigations going on into leakers, and these are people like John Brennan and James Clapper. And this leaking, folks, this is a felony. Filing false papers with a FISA court judge, that's a secret court, where being truthful is especially important because the person against whom the papers are filed doesn't even know it's happening. You have to be truthful. Those people, with each false filing, they committed six, according to Greg Jarrett, who's a brilliant attorney. I don't know this, but Greg Jarrett assures us, each time a false paper was filed with a FISA court judge, six 5 years in jail felonies were committed with each false fact. So these people, and who signed these FISA court applications? Rod Rodenstein, James Comey, Andrew McCabe. So the big guys, the big traders, their names are on this paperwork. And now the evidence is dragging in Clapper, the director of national intelligence for Obama, who retired on the last day, January 20th of 2017. Same day, John Brennan, director of the CIA. Folks, revenge is sweet. Can you imagine that? A director of the CIA going down in flames, not landing softly on the Hudson River, but going 90 degrees right into the ground. That's what John Brennan is doing right now. Oh, man, does he... he's going to have to spend millions on attorneys to try to keep his fat butt out of jail.
Tomorrow, we've got to keep an eye on the special election in Pennsylvania that Donald Trump went and campaigned for. They say it's close, but I suspect that Donald Trump's campaigning will make a big difference for the local candidate.
Yes, it will. And now let us go to the man who correctly identified Donald Trump as our first real American president, John, the real American in Missouri. Hi, John.
Hi, James. Hey, you know, this whole thing about Donald and his collusion, I don't think they ever thought he colluded. I think it's total BS. I mean, this was their method of just trying to get at him. I don't know what you think, but I don't think there was ever anything, and I don't think they ever thought there was anything.
Yes, and see, this is the interesting, this story, the origin of this whole Russiagate story is going to be very interesting. Who cooked this up? Was it this guy, Sid Vicious Blumenthal, who's a bosom buddy of Hillary Clinton? Is he the one that cooked it up? Did it come out of Hillary Clinton's fevered brain? Who came up with this idea of trying to wreck the Trump campaign by alleging that, as Maxine Waters, see, she's got it. She's got the talking memo there. He's wrapped his arms around Putin. Comrade Tovarich Putin. He's wrapped his arms around Putin. Of course, this had never occurred. Now, on this show, I waxed lyrical about the idea of the American European people and the Russian European people. You know, yeah, we should be wrapping our arms around each other, and we should. And once this stuff is out of the way, we will, I think, get the love boats going out of New York Harbor there on the Hudson. Well, the love boat can pull out and head over towards St. Petersburg. And this friendship between the Russian people and the American people that I do believe Vladimir Putin and Donald Trump earnestly desire. But that doesn't translate into Donald Trump is wrapping his arms around Vladimir Putin. Not at all. But who cooked this up? The idea was to destroy the Trump campaign. And they've tried everything imaginable. You know, the Hollywood Access tape with Billy Bush. Now they've got what's-her-face, a pole dancer. Stormy Daniels, you know, and they're now, I mean, can you believe it, folks? You know, they're going into strip clubs videoing Stormy Daniels, who I think is in her 40s or something, and she's doing pole dancing for national media. And by the way, I use the example of their hypocrisy. They should all have an H as their middle name. And I used Kennedy, their coverage of Kennedy. It was a much better example right at hand, and some of you listeners called me on this. A much better example right at hand. Bill Clinton! Come on! Bill Clinton's still the horn dog that he's always been. He's still the sex fiend that he always was. He's raping women. You know, Donald Trump, you know, 12 years ago, did he spend an evening with somebody? You know, Bill Clinton, right. raping people, and they not only did they cover for him, I think they killed people to keep Bill Clinton's story hidden. But they're still covering for him. They're still covering for Hillary. What is her sex life? Gee whiz, who knows what her sex life is with Huma Abedin? They still cover. Yeah, they, I mean, you know, the Muslim.
That's a place you don't want to go, James.
I know. I just ate dinner. Yeah.
Hey, you had said something about Maxine Waters. You know, anybody in America is allowed to run for office, but it's really an indictment against the people who voted that woman in, you know?
Yeah. I mean, they must be even more retarded than she is.
Yeah, yeah. And
yeah,
of course,
I mean, she's allowed to run. You can run, you know, anybody is allowed to run, providing they pass, you know, just a few tests, you know, but
yeah.
To vote for him, you're going to vote for that? Yeah. That's the incredible part. That's the part that's scary. That really says the American people, or some of them, need professional help.
Yes, and Bill Clinton, though, still going, he's the husband. He would become the first man or whatever of a Hillary Clinton. That's what we would have had. We would have had to put up with, instead of the first lady, you know, the first gentleman, right? Bill Clinton, it's everybody knows that he's got a whole fleet of people, procurers bringing him young women constantly, nonstop.
Do you think that's present tense? I mean, the guy has had a very serious heart attack. And the last time I saw him on TV, I mean, he looked like death. He looked as though he's having trouble picking up a kitten, let alone anything else.
Well, you know, he looks so decrepit. Maybe he has to watch now. You know?
that gets even better. Oh, no.
But he's still the same pervert that he's always been. And the left has never had any trouble. They lionize him. He's a heroic figure. He's a great man in American history. And they've always treated him this way. So the point being that the hypocrisy of this whole thing and the beauty of Donald Trump, he's taken it. It's not something subject to discussion now. We're not debating. No more Mr. Nice Guy. This is a war, and when you hit us with your nail-studded baseball bat, at least we fight clean, but we fight hard. Donald Trump will punch back hard, and I'm urging this. Don't let up on the language. Don't listen to any advisor who says no more, no more four-letter words, no more colorful words, no more working class, real American, as you say, John, in Missouri. No, yes, please continue to talk our language, Mr. President, please. Because what you're communicating there is to the American people is that the war is on. This is a war. It's not a debate. It's not a discussion. We understand Chuck Todd and Wolf Blitzer. We're not going to persuade them of anything. We're not going to persuade Maxine Waters of anything ever. Not in the slightest degree. This is a pure power war. It's us against them. Now, this is a cage match. Only one party is going to leave the cage standing up, and we intended it be us.
Yeah, but James, we don't have to. Donald's proven himself over and over again in my eyes, and I keep going back to November 8th. What was your choice? It wasn't a choice.
Yes, of course. But that's the point I'm making with Sully Sullenberger. He's not only, and by the way, it's not just, well, he's the only thing we had. Captain Sullenberger, when he was sitting in that plane, he was magnificently qualified to, I mentioned that he was a glider pilot in the Air Force. What an unusual qualification. He was the perfect man in the whole United States to be trying to bring, impossible. There's no manual on how to bring that plane down safely. I'm sure they have some procedures. In fact, the co-pilot did miss one switch. He's never been on that plane before. He missed the ditch switch. He didn't pull it as he went through the checklist, which was like 20 pages long, and he had 10 seconds to go through it so that the airplane was open to water after it hit the water. But he was the perfect man. Likewise, Donald Trump, perfectly suited for this, for what he undertook. It was destiny, fate, God put Donald Trump right there. And
can't beat him, James. They can't beat him. They keep trying, and they can't beat the man.
Yes.
They ought to just quit trying. A smart man would know when they lost.
Oh, no, they won't. And as I say, my only worry, John, is that he stay healthy and that he stay safe. That's my only worry. Can he handle these people? Can he handle these Chuck Todds, these sleepy-eyed people? Yes, he can. And you're right.
He handled much tougher people in the business world. These people are nothing.
Well, that's
these people are a joke.
Yeah, a lot. Because
they couldn't make it in business world. They'd love to be Donald. They wish they were Donald.
Well,
they couldn't run a 7-Eleven. Most of them couldn't run a 7-Eleven.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I hear you. But actually, again, as a salute to the man, when he was doing. Building some of the tallest buildings in the world and the most beautiful. And that Trump shuttle, that airline that he ran, famous for great food, great service, gold on the fixtures in the bathrooms. it ultimately didn't succeed. He sold it to U.S. Airways, but you know that's what a great businessman does. He tries a number of things. Some of them succeed greatly, and some don't. But yes, he gets up. If he has to bail out of something, he gets up and he comes back. But you know, in all those undertakings, John, he never had to face death. He never had to face danger to his family. The courage of this man, that what it took for him to come down that escalator, he loves his family so much, and he knows there's no more courageous man in the world right now than Donald Trump. We've got a little break right here.
I'm going to take off now, buddy. I'll talk to you another time.
All right, John. See you down the trail. We'll be right back, folks.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Hey, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefits. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. 'Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Well, I'm out to find me a wealthy woman in a line of work that don't take no diploma. I ain't got much to lose, but got a lot to gain. Well, some might call me a good time fella. I ain't black and I ain't a yellow, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing.
Okay, folks, we have to wrap up the show here tonight. Much too much to be able to cover it all. Let me just, in rapid-fire fashion here, let me go through a couple of really great things. Let's start with Donald Trump's tweets. He says, North Korea has not conducted a missile test since November 28th. I believe they will honor their commitment. And he says, in the first hours after hearing that North Korea leader wanted to meet with me, the fake news media was startled and amazed. They couldn't believe it. But by the following morning, the news became fake again. They said, so what? Who cares? Here's another headline. He says, great crowd in Moon Township, Pennsylvania for a MAGA rally. Let me go down here. The Republicans are 5-0 in recent congressional races, like the one for Rick Scone tomorrow. 5-0. I didn't know that. The press doesn't cover that, a point which the fake news media continuously fails to mention. I backed and campaigned for all five of those winners. They gave me credit for only one. Hopefully Rick Scone will be another big winner tomorrow. Here's his tweet just an hour ago. I'll skip ahead. In all caps, folks, all caps, the House Intelligence Committee has, after a 14-month-long in-depth investigation, by the way, they went through over 30,000 documents, found no evidence of collusion, no evidence or coordination between the Trump campaign and Russia to influence the 2016 presidential election. There you go, folks. There it is, all caps. And some more great tweets from the president. That last one being just 1 hour ago. So, Paul, looking forward here. We're going to have a great show tomorrow, folks.
Tomorrow should be really exciting.
And I love the fact that it's all polarized now. I like the fact that it's all out in the open. It's the patriots against the enemies of our people, the invaders, the people who hate our country, the Nancy Pelosi's and the Dianne Feinstein's and the Chuck Schumer's. I love that it's really clear who's who. And so this is the epic battle of our lifetimes, of all of American history. There's never been a battle like this. This is a battle, and the battle is now throughout the world, in all the European countries. The same polarization exists in every European country. So, Paul, this is, you couldn't possibly live in a more exciting time than this moment.
Well, you couldn't.
And, folks, our job here in our media zone, provide that cheer that you heard in Moon Township. That's our job, is to let the cheer loud and cheer long so that the world knows that Donald Trump is not alone. He's got a big army, us. See you tomorrow night.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.